This is the intro jingle. This is the K-pop Devok Show with Eric Nam.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages and wherever you are, welcome to this incredible show, your favorite show in all of the internet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he agrees. Do you know who he is? Well, I'll introduce you guys. Before we get into it, please be sure to subscribe, rate, review, and turn on your notifications if you're following us on Spotify. You guys can leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, and you can become a patron of ours at patreon.com/divestudios. Of course, you can see the full video of this at youtube.com/divepods or dive studios. And yeah, children, today we have a very special guest. His name is Davi. 안녕하세요.
안녕하세요. Hi. Nice to meet you. I'm Davi.
Yes. And he speaks fluent English, right?
Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah. So Korean is more comfortable for him, but he does speak some English. Mm-hmm. We'll be going back and forth. So if you guys want, you guys can see this full thing on YouTube uninterrupted. And like we always do, if there are things in Korean that you… If you've ever wanted to learn Korean, there's a great way to do it. So let's get into it. 뭐가 편해요? 한국말이 편해요? 영어 편해요?
I'll try to speak in English.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. I see. All right.
Okay.
So I guess we should start by asking you, where did you learn English?
I've been in Virginia when I was elementary school for a year and a half. So
that's it?
That's it.
And you… That's pretty good. There are a lot of people who were there for like 5 years and they still can't speak English.
Oh. But I do.
Just very, very, very honestly. What was it like? What year, how old were you when you were living in Virginia?
I was 13.
Okay. So like right around middle school.
Mm.
Did you like it?
Yeah. Back then, actually, I didn't like speak English because I was very like shy.
Oh.
But I think now it's better.
You're better now?
Now.
Than when you were 13?
Right.
So I'm sure you practiced and studied a lot for it then.
Actually, I don't like practice English, but I listen to like pop songs and watch movies.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember when I found out you spoke English this well, I felt very betrayed.
Why?
Because I didn't know you spoke English that well.
Oh.
So like the time I'm like talking to him in Korean and I'm like trying to explain stuff. And all of a sudden he's like, yeah, I'm pretty fluent in English. I was like, what?
But I never tried to. So your young. I never tried.
I know. But I was like, what? I feel so betrayed unintentionally. But we're excited to have you on the show. I'm excited for people to get to know you because you are a singer, songwriter, musician, producer that I believe is very talented. And I'm a fan of your work and I really wish people would know more of your stuff. So if you guys are listening to this and you're getting to know him for the first time, you guys should definitely check out his music. We're going to get into it a little bit more in depth. But I guess we should talk about like how you grew up. Like you spent some time in the States, in Virginia, but was music always a part of your life?
No, I started music when I was 19.
Oh, so not… Okay.
Mm.
Pretty late for a lot
but,
of people.
But yeah. I loved music
uh-huh.
since I was a little kid.
Mm. Yeah.
But actually, like my father is a mechanical engineer professor.
Uh-huh.
Professor.
Uh-huh.
So I never like had a chance to like say I want to do music to my dad because you know Korea.
It's very conservative.
And professor.
Right.
Yeah.
So the like professors are very like in high esteem, respected.
Right.
And there's a certain like level in society that I guess you could say people are expecting you to pursue.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily music.
Mm.
But when you say you first started doing music at 19, that's almost 10 years ago.
Right.
Right? You went to school for music. Is that how you started or how did that happen?
At first… But there was always a piano in my house. So just started playing piano by myself.
Uh-huh.
And then I went to… there's a… 실용음악과 in…
Uh-huh.
Korea is called Applied Music.
Applied Music. Yeah. Okay.
I went to Applied Music University.
So Korea. That's like a school. That's the name
school.
Of a school.
Right.
Okay. Applied Music University.
작곡과 composing.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Majored in composition.
Yeah, right.
Okay. And that's how you started?
Yeah, that's how I started.
And you know, not everybody who goes to that school, and a lot of great musicians do go to that school, mm-hmm. but not everybody makes it as a actual player in the industry. Right?
Yeah.
So I guess after you graduated and throughout school, how did you pursue music? Mm. How did you say, I'm going to get into this and make this a job?
At first, I learned jazz mm-hmm. when I went to the school. Mm-hmm. But it was not that like interesting or fun. That not what I imagined what the music life is like. But I found Jamie Cullum. Mm-hmm. He's my hero, mm-hmm. my idol. He made me love jazz. And because after I met him, I knew him. Uh-huh. I wanted to be like him. Uh-huh. So that's the how I like pursue.
So you were pursuing music. You were writing stuff on your own. How did you end up becoming a producer for so many people?
Producer. I like listening to other people's stories, mm-hmm. and then I love letting the artists like the stories and the mm-hmm. like thoughts, mm-hmm. the melodies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how I like started to produce.
Mm-hmm. How did you get it? Like, so your first, I guess your bigger songs were with Haze. Mm. You've worked with Soyu. You've worked with Paul Kim. You've worked with
Super Junior. Yunha.
Keep going. Kekko.
Idol. Idol member. Girls. 뭐지?
여자 아이돌.
Yeah, right. Soyeon.
Soyeon.
And I will with Eric Nam.
Yes. A lot of people. But how did you start working with these artists?
They called me too.
They just hit you up.
Yeah, right.
I mean, how did you… So Haze is… You know, you've written the most with Haze. Mm, you've… Mm, mm. A lot of her biggest hits… A lot of her number one songs… Are with you. How did you guys get to know each other? How did you guys start working together?
Haze… 준영 형. 용준영. 용준영 형.
Okay. Yeah. So, 준영 of… formerly of Beast.
Right.
Right?
He introduced me.
Because you guys were on the same like 작곡 team, right? Like, you guys worked together a lot?
Yes.
So you guys linked up. What was it like when you guys started to work together, you and Haze?
Haze, like at first, Junyoung Young let Haze listen to my songs that I wrote. And Haze said, oh, I want to work with you. I want you to produce me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the first time we get to…
So what was the first song that you guys wrote together? Do you remember?
It was 돌아오지마 acoustic version in Angela's album. Uh-huh. That was the first song.
Do you mind singing just a little bit of that?
돌아오지마?
Uh-huh.
Well, 그 나에게 돌아오지마 날 보지마. And then we wrote that Death Star? 저별?
저별? Uh-huh, 저별.
That was the first… 1등 song.
That was the first number one placing song that you guys did together.
아니다. 그 number 아니야? One song was Butterfly from Beast.
Oh, your personally. Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man, so you've been writing a long time.
Right.
You've been producing a long time. But obviously producing for other people and doing your own music is very different. Mm. Right? Producing other people's songs, it's you're taking their stories, oftentimes what they want to say. And what they want to sing and putting that into a song. What has it been like working on your own stuff? Because you only recently started putting out your own stuff.
Actually, the first release was my song in 2014. Mm-hmm. And so I started as a singer-songwriter then producer first.
Oh, so you did singer-songwriter first and then you did producer.
Yes.
And now you're… Okay. Yeah. So after a long time, you're starting to do stuff again.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I've been 꾸준히 계속 하긴 했었는데 이제 본격적으로 I'm doing my stuff.
Okay. 본격적으로 is like… How do you say that in English? Like officially… Like… more focused.
Right. More focused.
There are words in Korean that you can't say in English. That they just don't exist. Like 본격적으로. 형석, what's 본격적으로? Yeah. See, he has no idea. But I guess you 본격적으로 mm-hmm. officially more focused started writing and releasing stuff. Mm-hmm. And your latest EP is Cinema, which was in March of 2020. And there are 6 songs on it. What was that EP to you? What did it mean and what was the significance?
It was my first EP and I wrote… Those songs are about my ex-girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And all of my stories with ex-girlfriends mm-hmm. are in that EP mm-hmm. album. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it meant a lot to me.
Yeah.
Not now.
Oh, not now. You've moved on.
Yeah, I moved on.
Okay, that's good. Well, why was the EP called Cinema?
Oh, because I actually want to be an actor.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
But I'm a singer right now and a producer. I'm doing music right mm-hmm. now. And so I 그 생각을 좀 바꿨어요. Uh-huh. I changed my thought.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
my life is a movie and I'm a actor of my life.
Okay.
So I wanted to name the EP's title as a cinema.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. Do you still want to do acting at some point?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm doing acting at my movie.
Oh yeah, you have music video, you're acting in that.
I just yeah.
You just shot it the other day.
Right.
What were you know, if you could do any role in the world, what role would you have?
As an actor?
Yeah.
I wanna do an Iron Man.
You wanna be Iron Man?
Yes.
Yeah, so do I. I wanna be God too. Yeah, that's not a bad role. You would also be the richest actor in the world as
right.
well. Right.
The richest and the most smartest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The coolest, most technologically advanced. I wouldn't mind that as well. So, Cinema was your album that was released in March. You also just released a new album in December of 2020. Tell us about this album.
The song's called… Jamie Cullum, mm-hmm. which I really, really like.
Yeah.
And got inspired a lot from. And the song… the song is about like my life. Mm. My musical life. Mm-hmm. My singer-songwriter life.
Mm-hmm.
So just go ahead and listen.
Mm. Lyrically, you know, what are some like… key like 가사
mm-hmm.
lyrics that you really were like, oh, this is… I can summarize this song in this. Or key point 가사가 있나요?
Key point is 6 to 9. 6 to 9 is my working time, no light. So like basic… like normal people mm-hmm. who goes to like 회사 or work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Starts their life at 9 a.m. to right. 9 to 5.
Right.
But my working time is 6 to 9.
Like 6 p.m.
Yeah, 6
to 9
p.m. to 9 a.m.
That's tough, dude.
Yeah, that's tough.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Do you typically sleep that way? Like sleep pattern and everything?
뭐 inspiration is 제일 많을 때. 밤 사람들 다 잘 때.
Right, when everyone's sleeping, you get the most inspired.
Yes.
I agree with that. When I… Well, not anymore. Because I come to dive every single day. By 10 a.m. But before… I think I'd be the same. I'd probably go to bed like 4 to 5.
Oh. Yeah. 4 to 5.
Right? And then I'd be up around noon.
Mm-hmm.
Not
mm-hmm.
6 to 9. 6 to 9 is too hard. But…
You can't see the sun.
I can see… Yeah. You don't see the sun if you live like that. But… All right. So is it just one song this time?
Two songs.
Two songs. What's the other song that you're releasing?
It's called I Gotta Sleep.
I
Gotta Sleep.
I mean, yes.
So I gotta sleep. So don't bother me. I gotta sleep to make songs.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this entire, I guess, two song mm-hmm. package thing is more about you as an artist, singer-songwriter,
mm-hmm.
living that life.
Yes. Yes.
Was there a particular reason? I mean, if Cinema is about your ex-girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
this is about you as like an artist.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I find hard oftentimes is to write songs that aren't about a relationship or love. Because I just feel like that's most what people usually do.
Yes, yes.
Was it difficult to write about yourself as an artist lyrically?
No.
No?
Because it's hard for me to write about love to me. Then my life and my thoughts.
I mean, if you guys haven't… I mean, yes, you're listening to this show. You're listening to this podcast. But you guys need to check out his songs. The songs that he's written for people, the ones that he's done for himself. There's something about the way that you write and you produce where you have a great ear. Sense it over here,
then, huh?
What is set like a
감각?
감각. But in English, what is that called? Hyungseok, what is this? Taste. Yeah, I'd say taste. Taste could work. Taste, where, or like this intuition, where I feel like you pick up on another person's musicality very easily. Thank you. So like we've worked together on two songs.
Mm-hmm.
But they've both been very different. And I think the second time probably felt better for both of us.
Yeah,
I think. Because I think after we worked the first time, you probably picked up on what we were trying to do. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh. So I show up and he's like, I have this track and I have all these melodies. He's like, this is great. We should just put it out now. But I think that's something that comes from a lot of training and a lot of practice.
Mm.
So I'm really excited for people to hear your stuff. When it comes to, you know, outside of Jamie Cullum… Well, first of all, we should do this. Jamie Cullum, have you met the guy? Have you reached out to him? Have you spoken?
Oh, I went to his… he came to Korea
right.
for Seoul Jazz
yeah.
Festival. And I was at the very front line and I grabbed
his hand. Jamie! Jamie!
And I never washed my hand that day.
So what are you listening to these days? What inspires you these days? Obviously, Jamie Cullum and this new album. But what are some other musicians or songs, pop, K-pop, whatever that you've been listening to?
I like Justin Bieber and… Actually, I really like Billie Eilish. Yeah. And therefore I am. It was very, very… 여기 오면서 형이랑 같이 들었잖아요. 그거.
Like that type of pop. Yeah, just like yes. very pop-inspired
yes,
stuff.
Yes, yes.
On the K-pop side, you've worked with so many artists. Is there a particular song that you are most proud of? Or that you love the most? 애착이 제일 좀 많이 가는 노래가 있나요?
Which K-pop? I wrote?
Uh-huh.
Jenga? Yes.
Why?
Jenga shows the most of my color, musical color. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So that's with Haze and Kekko, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, this dude has written so many. Check it out. Jenga. So we have some questions for you from fans. If you guys ever want to ask questions to our guests here, you guys can text us at 310-564-1030. This is for US and Canada only. So, here we go. This is a question from Caitlin in Hampshire, Illinois. Have you named your stuffed monkey yet?
Monkey, yes.
You have a stuffed monkey?
Yeah.
What did you name it?
It's Tawon.
Tawon?
Because it's Tabi's Wonsumi. Tabi Wonsumi.
Oh, okay. That's cute. That's cute.
Yeah.
Tabi's Wonsungi. So Tabi's monkey. Wonsungi is monkey. And then you abbreviate that to be Tawon.
Yes.
There you go.
Tawon.
This is from Hyungseok in Victoria, BC. Is there a song that you produced for someone else that you wish was your own?
It's Jenga also.
Oh, 진짜?
Yes.
이쯤이면 yeah. can you sing us a little bit of Jenga?
Okay.
Your own version of Jenga.
Yeah. I just wanna play this game. 사랑이란 감정에 매료돼 날 가득 채웠네. Yeah. 누가 시킨 적도 없는데 답을 쌓아 올렸네. 너의 조각들로 빼곡해. 내 맘을 채운 너의 눈, 코, 입과 너의 특유의 말투와 억양 시야에서 흐릿해져갈 때면 휘청거리는 나의 하루가 내 맘에 수많은 구멍이 나도 버틸 수 있는 이유 너라고 이제 네가 한 발짝만 더 바를 때면 난 무너질 텐데 I don't wanna play this game no more somebody help yeah.
It sounds so good. I got like goosebumps. Did you hear that, guys? Like that that silky smooth with the rasp and the oh my gosh. So good. Oh. Thank you. Thank you. Oh. 아, 그 그냥 다비시 버전도 내면 내도 안 될까요?
아, 생각 중이에요.
Okay. All right. All right. All right. Maybe one day.
One day.
This is from Yeo. What was the last time you talked to your mom and what did you talk to her about?
My mom?
Yeah, when did you talk to your mom last?
밥 주세요. 밥 해주세요.
Okay. What did she make you?
Oh, she made me… it was my birthday last time.
Yeah. Recently was your birthday, yeah.
And my favorite food is 갈비찜.
Me too. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And 구절판.
What's 구절판?
구절판 is a Korean traditional like king food.
Oh, is it like with you, it's like the you put stuff and you wrap it up kind
right,
of thing?
Right, right.
Oh, how do you explain that?
Like nine different
ingredients
and one tortilla thing.
It's like a little
yes.
piece of tortilla.
Yeah.
And you wrap it all up and you dip it and you eat it. Oh gosh.
Yeah, she okay. made me that those two foods.
Nice. This is from Nerdy3000 on Twitter. What is
Iron Man? Yeah.
What is the biggest or the best memory you have as an artist?
Working with Nam-young.
Shut up.
It was definitely Yusuke. Your sketchbook.
Yeah. What was it about it that made it so special to you?
I always wanted to be up on the stage. And yeah, so it was the best.
So on You Hear Sketchbook. So Sketchbook in Korea is like it's a music program where there's a talk interview and you do a version of your song or whatever you're promoting. And it in many ways is, I guess, kind of an iconic show for a lot of people, right? For people who haven't seen it, what did you perform on the show?
Jenga. And Beauty and Beast from cinema.
Oh, okay.
Beast and Beauty.
Beast and Beauty, yeah. So check it out. There's a lot of stuff for you guys to see. So those are all the questions that we have, guys. If you ever want to ask us questions, do it on our socials or text us. Again, 310-564-1030. This is for US and Canada, only for texting. Now, we have a little game here. We have a game. We're going to do a game of song association.
Okay, I'm sucking game.
I'm sure you're going to be great at this game. So we're going to play each other in this classic game of song association. So Diane is going to give us a word, either in Korean or English. And we have to sing a song that has that word in it off the top of our head. And we have 10… and if we can't think of a song in 10 seconds, we lose. Are we playing against each other or are we the same
team? Against.
Against.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, here we go.
All right, ready? Forever.
Forever, forever from BY.
I don't even know. Wait, is that a song? You have to sing it. You have to actually sing it. He just passed out on the couch.
그냥 제목만 말고
노래를 해야 돼.
Forever, forever is in the song.
Okay, but that's just the word. That's like me saying forever, forever, forever by the Brady Bunch. Doesn't count.
Oh. 알겠습니다.
All right, okay. Next.
So that was 실패?
실패.
Okay. All right. Alone.
Alone? I'm so bad at this game. Do I have a song with the word alone? I don't. Do you have a song with the word alone?
No. Shit. Y'all. Are y'all singers? I don't know. Okay.
Next one.
Okay, this is for Tabi. 걱정.
그대여 아무 걱정하지 말아요.
I don't know the rest.
You don't know this song?
I mean, I know this song, but I don't know. That's the only thing I know. Can you say the name of the song and the title? Or the, and the artist?
아무 걱정하지 말아요.
By?
By 이적.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm ready. Next. Goodbye.
I'm so bad at this. Goodbye?
I'm no good at goodbye.
Who sings that?
Post Malone.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Happy birthday, Eric. all right, next. Tonight.
Tonight. Tonight is night. 나는 기다렸던 우리만의 시간. Speaker tonight. Yeah, it's a song.
Thank you.
I got one. Thank God I got one. Oh, my God.
All right, next. Crazy.
Oh, Eric. Got me looking so crazy right now. You lose. Got me looking so crazy right now. Beyonce.
Thank you for that. Okay, next. 생각.
Eric.
아침에 눈을 뜨면 네 생각이 나. Na 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 na. 네 생각이 나.
존박. 네 생각인가?
네 생각.
네 생각. Yeah.
Okay, ready? 시작.
시작?
새로운 시작은 늘 꿈꾸게 하지.
From 가호.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
시작.
Okay, okay, okay.
I did it.
All right, next. 의미.
아, 너의 의미. 너의 의미.
의미.
그, 의미. 너의 의미 그 뭐지 아유 아 그 뭐지
띵
나나나 뭐지 오 마이 갓 어
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
All right.
Do you have one?
No.
No.
Okay. All right, come 마지막. I love you.
I love you.
Oh my god.
아. 여기도 저기도 I love you more than me. It's my song.
Yeah, that was good. That's your song.
This beauty.
Nice. Wow. Well, who actually won?
I feel like this happened.
Oh, it was Tabi? Oh, Tabi won 4-3.
Congratulations.
All right. Goodbye.
I'm no good at goodbyes.
Oh, gosh. Okay, wait. Did you have one? What was the one that I did? I just like completely blanked on. Are you singing Celine Dion to us right now? Isn't that Celine Dion? Always have I on my own. That's Celine Dion. I know. I'm just saying. I just couldn't think of one. Could you think of one? Alone?
Alone. 홀로 남아, 홀로 남아.
Okay. I don't know. All right, Tabi. So, we're about to start wrapping things up. But what do you have coming up? What can we look forward to from you? You just released Jamie Cullum. What else are you working on? Anything you want to say to our listeners?
I'm working on next Hayes album.
Oh, okay.
And other many artists.
Okay.
Including yours.
Yeah.
And yeah. And also my next album.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, everybody, look forward to it. I hope you guys enjoyed getting to know Tabi just a little bit. Incredibly talented. And again, I still feel betrayed that he speaks English so well. But that's just life. We learn to live with the scars and the trauma. What the hell am I saying? I have no idea. All right, guys. Thank you for listening to this show. Tabi, where can people find you online? Where can people connect with you?
Instagram.
What's your
my ID is TAVIICHOY. Tabi Choi.
Tabi Choi. Tabi with two eyes. Why do you have two eyes at Tabi?
Because there is a 화장품.
There's a makeup brand.
Yeah, Tabi with one eye.
God.
Yeah.
Dang it.
It's a 대한항. Oh, can I say the?
Yeah,
대한항공 화장품.
Oh, what?
대한항공 화장품.
대한항공 has a 화장품?
Yes.
Korean Air has a makeup brand.
그 비즈니스 클래스 타면은 화장품 이렇게 백을 줘요.
뭐 맞아 맞아 네. 맞아.
그 화장품 제품이 스타비.
Oh, so, okay.
So I put one more eye.
So you stole your name from 태안항공. Well, okay. I can't believe I didn't ask this. Why did you go with the artist name Tavi?
Oh, because I wanted to be an answer to people who listen to my music.
Mm-hmm. So Tap in Korean means answer. So Tabi. So it means like this is the answer kind of thing. So yeah, we should have done that at the beginning, but we didn't. But if you stayed till the end, now you know. All right. Well, you guys, please be sure to check up on Tavi's stuff. His new music is out. You can find his stuff all over the internet. And please be sure to subscribe, review, rate this podcast. And let us know who you want to see on the show in the future. Follow us at The Dive Studios or at The Taebak Show on Instagram. And Tavi, is there anything else you want to say to our listeners?
Thanks for listening to my music and giving a love to me. I really appreciate that, and that's the thing that I could continue my music, my inspiration. Mm-hmm. So, thank you so much.
All right, and lastly, one last message to Jamie Cullum.
Let's meet after Corona.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, finally, thank you so much for joining us today. Could you improvise an outro for us, an outro jingle, any type? I can't speak. An a cappella jingle.
Jingle.
약간 마무리 로고송 하나 지금 즉석으로 하나 만들어 주세요. I'm so excited for this one.
Thanks for calling me on this show. It's so 대박 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 show.
Yeah! Thank you for listening this week. We'll see you next week. Be safe. Be healthy. Love you guys. Bye!
Bye.
Outro! Thank you for listening to K-Pop Debug with Eric Nam.